Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Girl Recovering Podcast. My name is Kelly, and I am so glad you are joining me today. I hope you are having a great day so far. It is a very sunny day in Toronto, so I'm a happy girl. I hope it's sunny wherever you are. So, starting off the episode on a positive note, for sure. This episode is going to be a little bit of a deeper dive into some of the topics we have been discussing on the podcast in the past few weeks. We've talked about trauma a little bit, which I know is quite a hard topic to talk about, but I think affects a lot of people. So many people go through trauma in their life and never really validate themselves on that. Because when people go through trauma, they don't realize it's traumatic. I think a lot of people feel ashamed by trauma, which is ridiculous. When we go through something, we should feel valid in the fact that we've went through it. It makes us stronger, but it's also really difficult to go through, and we should never be discounted on any of that. And when you go through traumatic situations, there are remnants that can last for a while, even if you don't mean them to. So trauma can come from a lot of different situations, but in this episode specifically, we are talking about unlearning trauma. Essentially, what that means is unlearning different behaviors that were associated when you went through a traumatic incident or a string of traumatic incidences in your life. Typically, when people talk about unlearning trauma, the biggest example that people talk about that in regards to is either going through a toxic or abusive relationship or having abusive or toxic situations in your upbringing. I haven't experienced the latter, but I have experienced the former. So I definitely, the past few years, have been unlearning a lot of trauma that was associated with a past relationship that I was in. There was a lot of toxic behaviors that I both learned from the person I was in the relationship with, and also that came out of me as a coping mechanism to respond to the abuse that I was dealing with. Both of these things are things that I'm not proud of myself for doing, but I do firstly, before you go into the whole unlearning process, validate yourself and tell yourself that it's okay. The best thing is that you're realizing it, because if you realize that there are certain behaviors that you've learned from other people that aren't good, or behaviors that have come out of you as a result of experiencing trauma that you do not like in yourself, that's a great first step, because it can only get better from there, and those are things that you're going to work on, and therefore it's going to get better in every relationship or every situation that resembles your trauma in the first place. So I'm going to talk about unlearning trauma. I'm not going to dive too deep into my story because I don't think it's super relevant. Okay, before I dive into this, I want to put out a trigger warning because we are talking about abuse and trauma. And I also want to preface this by saying, A, I am not a professional at all. I'm speaking from my own experiences, things that I've learned from working with different professionals, but I am not one myself. So these are what have worked for me and the things that I had gone through, but again, not a professional. And also, I have only had experience with trauma in one lens of it. So the trauma that I have dealt with was through abusive and toxic relationships, but there are lots of different types of situations that you can have trauma from. This episode is not discounting any of those experiences, but I'm just speaking from what I know and what I have experienced. So just want to put that out there, but now we can get into it. Okay, so the first step that comes with unlearning trauma is spotting trauma signs, which basically are different behaviors that you do when you start to feel triggered in your current situation by past trauma. So these things could be feeling fight or flight, freezing, feeling backed into a corner. For me, confrontation typically sparks a little bit of a trigger for me, and I feel very backed into a corner and get in a very fight or flight mode because I feel like there's going to be danger just because of the past experiences that I've had. And there you go. That's a trauma sign. That is a trigger, and that will start you feeling a certain way. Because when something happens that resembles past trauma, your brain automatically clicks and you feel in danger again because you feel like something's going to happen that is what happened in the past, essentially. That is not true. Just because it happened once in your life, or even if it happened multiple times just with the same person or in the same situation, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen again with different people in different situations. I know it's easy to think that because A, B, and C happen, that it's going to be like the first time, but that is not always the case. People will surprise you, and situations will also surprise you as well. So try to remember that if you ever feel triggered and you want to run away from your problem or fight or whatever the case may be, notice how you're feeling in that moment and take note of it. I know when you're in the moment, it is so hard. I've been in situations where something had happened that resembled a past situation, and I was trying to remind myself, it's not the same thing, it's not the same thing, it's not the same thing. But while you're trying to do that, sometimes you're already going into those automatic responses that your body used to do. It takes practice, and it takes work, and it's not fun. But the more you are exposed to those situations, the more you practice, and the more you really work on your responses. For me, being in that abusive relationship that I was in, there were a lot of things that come day to day that I get scared about. For me, confrontation's a big one, but also just feeling any type of conflict. I am very conflict adverse, and whenever some type of friction comes about, I completely run from it, or I blame everything on myself so that the other person won't. Because essentially in the past, just as an example, I felt like I was blamed for things I didn't do, so I would just take the blame so that the fight would stop, pretty much. Or I would take the blame so that I would not be bullied. Let's say it that way. So I wasn't called names or anything like that. So that is something that I have been very cautious of. I am very aware that there is something that exists that is the victim mentality, and I hate that. I am very aware of the behaviors that I do, and that is something that I'm actively always making sure I don't do, because you don't want to always just make yourself the victim, because that's not the point here. You want to hold your own, and you want to be yourself. Hot take, but maybe if there is a victim in the situation, it doesn't mean you have to be them. What I mean by that is, even if you're the one being attacked, you have the choice of whether or not you feel like the victim. Because even though they are most certainly in the wrong and they are most certainly the bad guy, doesn't mean you have to let that in. You can stand up for yourself just as much. So remember that. Hot take, but remember that. Okay, so now let's go on to how to unlearn trauma. So now that we've spotted the signs, we are self-aware. Yay, first level accomplished. Now to the second level. So again, these are things that I've tried that have worked for me. Not all will work for you, but I do have quite a few things on this list, so just try them out. The first one is challenge those feelings of anxiety you have around triggers. Spend some time thinking about what your triggers are, and it might not be as simple as listing them out. It might be something you go through life and you feel triggered by something, write it down in your notes up if that's not going to trigger you even further. Let's just be safe here. But just be aware of that and challenge those feelings. Why are you feeling like that? Where does that come from? Because a lot of times when we are unlearning trauma, there isn't always a direct pinpoint to the initial situation that you got that trauma from, or you don't even realize that that is linked to that original situation. So challenge those feelings of anxiety and try to understand why you're having them and try to understand where they're coming from. Because when you do that, and although it's very difficult and you might want to do that with a professional, it does make you more comfortable with it. And then you don't get as much anxiety as you go through them more and more in life. Because if you're constantly feeling those triggers all the time, and triggers are normal when you're dealing with trauma, but if you're constantly dealing with those triggers and you always want it to go away, it's not going to go away by constantly letting them happen. You have to challenge them and you have to work on them, because or else you're going to go through life constantly anxious all the time. Sorry, yet another hot take. Let me just preface that by saying that. But yeah, I would definitely say that that has been a huge one in my life personally, because I went through life saying to myself, okay, triggers are triggers, trauma happened, Trigger's gonna happen, but triggers can be worked on. So, bear in mind. Secondly, change the pattern. This is one directly from my therapist. So, when things are happening that is giving you anxiety or that is reminding you of your trauma or whatever the case may be, change the pattern. So, maybe every day after work you have to walk by this place that reminds you of a certain situation. Walk a different path. Or it could even be a day-to-day change. So, for me, with depression, sometimes I learned depression from my trauma. It's a whole thing. But one note that my therapist gave me was, don't do the same thing every single day. Make a small part of your routine a little bit different. Spice things up a little bit. And doesn't make you feel like the pattern of, okay, I feel depressed, I do these things, I still feel depressed. Doing different things could change up the situation. Also, another tip to unlearn trauma is surrounding yourself with healthy relationships. Even if it's the one with yourself, you want to make sure that you are not around toxic people. Even if you feel that getting rid of toxic people will make you feel lonely, it won't. Because if you're surrounding yourself only with people who aren't the healthiest relationships for you, it's going to reinforce that trauma from the original toxic relationships, which is very difficult. So you want to surround yourself with healthy relationships, whether it be friends, whether it be maybe family, work friends, whatever the case may be, and with yourself, because it's going to naturally unteach you all those traumatic experiences that came from not so healthy relationships, if that's what you have trauma from. Another one, self-care. So much self-care. You want to be patient with yourself during this time. You want to make sure that you know it is going to be a hard process and you need to be patient with the process. And while you are being patient with the process, that you're taking care of yourself, that you're reminding yourself that it's okay, that you're doing the best that you can do, that you are giving yourself recognition for those little wins, because that's what's going to matter at the end of the day. There's so much you can do for this, and I have a lot of episodes to explain this, so check those out if you want to learn more about that. And finally, what I highly, highly recommend is if you're dealing with any type of trauma, is to work with a therapist or another type of healthcare professional. These are the people that are going to make sure that you are safe and that you are doing this in a safe way and correct way. I can only give so many tips, but again, I'm only talking about my own experience. I highly, highly recommend working with a therapist because this is a very serious mental health topic and you want to make sure that you are in a safe environment to deal with these things, and that is how you're going to do it. So, would recommend working with a therapist or a counselor or even a family doctor to give you next steps. Any would work for dealing with that type of thing and making sure that you're talking to them throughout this process. So those are my tips, and that is my experience. Again, I just want to reinforce that just because this is what has worked for me, it doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. And I am speaking through the experience of having trauma from toxic relationships. There are trauma from lots of different types of things. Some of these can apply to a broad range of things. Some of these are specific, so I just want to say that again. But with that, I hope that this episode helped you. I hope that you enjoyed. If you have any questions or ever want to chat, I'm always open to talking to you. So please feel free to DM me on Instagram or TikTok at TheGirlRecovering. And with that, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Take care, and bye for now.